me.
I think that we ought to have a way to express our political opinion besides getting pepper sprayed. And we're the only industrialized country that doesn't have kind of a way to participate if you are not a Democrat or Republican, which is an absolute sham considering that this is one of the most diverse countries in the world. We need to be able to encourage that diversity and encourage that political participation.
Winona LaDuke is a leading spokesperson and activist for Indigenous peoples' rights. Daughter of an Anishinaabekwe father and a Jewish mother, Winona LaDuke grew up in Southern California. At 17, she addressed the United Nations on behalf of Native peoples. After graduating from Harvard with a degree in Native American economic development, LaDuke moved to White Earth, the ancestral land of her Ojibwe people in northern rural Minnesota. She is the mother of three. LaDuke founded and directs the White Earth Land Recovery Project. She's a founding member of the Women of All Red Nations and the Black Hills Alliance. She founded and co-chairs the Indigenous Women's Network. LaDuke was the Green Party candidate for vice president in 1996 and 2000. One election poster shows Winona No Nukes LaDuke sitting proudly on horseback.
You know, my reservation, we had a government that was imposed on us by the federal government. Our traditional government was a direct democracy. And then we had this government form imposed on us that was beholden to a larger authority being the federal government. And then the federal government sat there and helped create a situation in which corruption ensued in our government. And for 20 years, our people's civil rights were violated. We had election fraud. It was kind of a microcosm of the federal government, I realized. For 20 years, we fought them. And then finally, in 1996, my whole government went to court. My whole tribal government went to jail. But I realized that there was hope in transforming away from corruption.
Did you know when you built your cave, used your tools to hunt for prey? Did you know there would come a day your fires and fury would lead this way?
LaDuke, presented by Joan Buffington. Her story is a project of the Women's Collective of KVMR FM, Nevada City, California. We can be reached at www.kvmr.org or 530-265-9073.